John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she had always sent something in the house, something that watched but never acted. After exploring an abandoned asylum, that quiet presence was replaced by something far more aggressive.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, that's the phone number. That's the combination of numbers you put into that device that you carry around with you all day. When there's this phone thing, I don't know how to describe what a phone looks like anymore. The icon doesn't look like what a phone looks like. It's this little green button. You press that, and you put that combination of numbers in, and you can share your story. 855-853-4802. That's how it works. Or realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your ghost stories. So it's me. I'm Tony. That's Carol. That's Todd. We have established on this program several times. My parents got a great buy one, get one on their death, on their funeral.
Was there actually a coupon involved that somebody had a clip or not?
It was, I don't know if there was a coupon involved, but they saw something advertised somewhere where they went to the cemetery and got a great deal on a plot, basically a buy one, get one, where they can both go into the same plot, and they bought it from Renee Helper.
How do you pass that deal up? That's a good deal.
How do you pass it up? And it's somebody that they knew. You know who that is, Todd, don't you?
Yep, I do. Yep, and there's probably a radio remote, and you can come on out and eat some hot dogs and stuff and buy your funeral plots, I'm sure.
Yeah. So this was done several years ago. Yeah. And it was like, okay, which I was, number one, I was surprised by, because we had grown up walking through the cemetery, as most families do on their outings, cemetery walks. And it was, the discussion was, when you come back to life, when the world ends, and it would be like, well, you get to be a zombie. And I'm like thinking, this is going to be great. I'm going to be a zombie. This will be fun. I can't wait. And so I'm thinking, my parents are going to get buried. They're going to be in a box, and come crawling out when the Thriller music starts playing. And we can go, and do the whole fucking thing. But they're fucking getting cremated now. So,
that ain't gonna happen.
It ain't gonna happen. So I've already kind of like
disappointed.
I made my peace with that a couple years ago. The other day we were just, I was catching up with them. We were having a phone call. It was a totally random phone call. It wasn't like, okay, let's plan a time to talk so you can be prepared with this information for me. It was just, I randomly called them like, hey, what's going on? And da, 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 da. Hang on. Let's, let me and your father, we're going to go to the kitchen. Okay. So, okay. I don't know. It's just easier for holding the phone and a FaceTime. I mean, really like, okay. So we, and like, what's going on? Da, 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 da. And then my mom's like, okay, well, she's like a stack of papers. We have paid for our funerals. They're not dying. They're like, as far as I know, nobody has like any sort of, you know, disease that's gonna, you know, they're getting older, but they're like, they're not in their 80s or they're about 70s ish.
Right.
And part of me is like, I appreciate it. You know, a lot of people are like, thank your lucky stars for ones that don't plan anything. So no, I do. I do appreciate that end of it. And I truly do. And I think that that's good. That will make things easy when that time comes. My response was, it's like, okay, it's a murder suicide. Who's doing what?
And
I just got a look, huh, Tony? No, you should appreciate us for doing this. I do, but who's doing what?
So what you're saying is this wasn't something where she's like, I want to talk to you on Sunday because we want to go over a couple of things. We got some stuff. It was just in the middle of a phone call. We got all of our stuff taken
care
of.
It's a seasonably warm February, you know, and we paid for our funerals. And then she kind of went like line by line for what's like included and how it, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, you're giving me like the itemized bill. She's like, and we played for this permit and that permit and the death permit. Like, you have to get a permit for dying? You do. You have to get a permit for that. I'm like, and like, okay, well, I guess I always assume like that's like what the funeral company of home or whatever. Oh, it is. It is what they do. I'm just reading to you like the itemized, you know, here's the features that come along with death.
Rather than it's all taken care of, and this is where you can find it.
It's like, here's what we got for the money.
Wow.
It's not much. You might want to add on to it.
And here's
it matters. The
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. There's $500 towards a luncheon afterwards.
Well, I put that into my mother's.
$500 for a funeral, like
luncheon.
That's
what they do. It's like, I'm setting up my mom's burial for her.
I know.
And they go, so, you know, where do you have to travel and everything? And I'm like, well, yeah. And, you know, do you want to have it in a church? You know, what's the service going to look like? I'm like, my mom's not religious. She went to just at the funeral home or at the cemetery. And they go, well, are you going to have lunch or anything? I don't know. I assume I'll feel like eating at some point.
I think it's like an upsell or something.
Yeah. And he goes, we can build lunch in there for you. And I'm like, you can build lunch into this funeral place? Oh, yeah. And how many people do you think will come?
It suddenly turns into like a wedding like setup where it's like they got their vendors and all that. But what I found interesting about this whole thing and what makes it more ironic is the $500 budget for the funeral, for the $500 funeral luncheon, where it's like, have you been out to eat anytime? I said, okay, so we're going to have what, like three people and get Arby's, or like, what are we doing here? because they, my mom has always been critical of food at funerals.
Really?
I don't know if it's a culture thing or what, but Wisconsin, when they have funerals, everybody fucking eats. Like, right. It's a big deal. There's usually a get together either in the basement of the church or somewhere after. And then depending on, you know, I've just determined if it's Lutheran or Catholic. I have come from both ends of it. The Catholics like to go party a lot afterwards and drink a lot. And the Lutherans, they kind of keep it to, you know, we're going to get some pizza ordered in and play cards. But $500 isn't going to go very far on anything. And she's always been very critical of, well, all they had were like finger sandwiches and like potato chips.
That's about all you're going to get here, Mom.
It's less than that. I'm like, yeah. Mom, I can name like five funerals you've criticized in your life. Like dating back to the 90s or maybe even 80s, where you were very critical of the food selection. You know, $500 is going to get you even less than what you've described. Well, that's up to you then. If you want to get more.
She's getting a Jay's twin pack box of chips.
Essentially, yes. Yes. And I said, all right, everybody gets a two leg and thigh chicken dinner from Mom Pop's Grocery Express.
Here's the thing, like, so, okay, we have $500 budget. I'm only inviting 8 people.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just like, oh my God. Do you want them to have wedges or coleslaw? Because we can probably only get
one or the other, but not both.
We only get one side option.
Oh God!
Let's make sure that's in there. Oh. I know. I'll apologize. It's like, I'm sorry we didn't get coleslaw. Mom, you all get half a wedge.
Sorry, there's only ice water. There's no soda.
And it's not bottled.
That's right. It's from the tap.
There's no cups.
That I bought with my own.
Just money. In Wisconsin, speak. Go over to the bubbler and take a sip.
That's right. Shoot. Oh, Mom.
So, thank you, Mom, if you're watching or listening to this. Because here's the deal. She listens to the show as she walks through the cemetery some days, and she's probably fuming right now. I love you. I will get, I'll get the two leg and I'll pay for two sides.
That's so generous of you.
Don't worry about everybody getting half a wedge.
Listen, if you go to McDonald's, you can get that big cooler full of the orange juice stuff. That'll go over perfectly.
Man, the orange drink. Yes.
Yes.
I hate to bring this up, but is that $500 for both parents? So it's only $250.
No, it's per person. And my dad made it very clear on the phone call that you'll probably only have to really worry about this for one of us. Meaning, like, you know, one's going to handle the others, and then I'm going to have to deal with who's ever left. So,
gotcha.
Like, okay.
You don't even get the $500.
So somebody's going to get a really shitty fucking dinner because they're not going to fucking pony up more than the $500. So one of them's going to get two sides. One of them's going to get one. You decide who's you want to go to. Base it on the side choices. One, you get coleslaw and a wedge. The other, you just get one or the other. And I'm not quite sure what we're going to get yet.
I don't know if Tucker's hamburgers are still open in town or not, but you might be able to go that route. Oh.
Well, then at the service, there's this whole hush-hush thing going on. Because it's like, but we're all meeting over at that burger place.
Exactly. So there you go.
Harper, be quiet.
There you go. In my will, I have karaoke and an open bar listed. So I'm not even joking. It's on there.
I want an open bar at my funeral.
Carol, I think, Carol, you are a signatory on that will.
Oh, my God.
So I'll make sure that happens.
No, you will. You signed your name.
I'll be the best damn karaoke host you could ever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Todd will come in for it. He'll help.
Hell yeah.
Me.
We'll have bottle service and everything. It'll be great.
With those chicken nugget things. with your $500 food budget. Open bar, but only $500 for food.
So there you go, everybody. We'll start a GoFundMe for my parents' funeral right now. And then we should actually do that. That'd be fucking hilarious.
There's a link on the website, realghoststories.com.
And like how did you come up with these like thousands of dollars? I put it on the air. Now you're funded. Now we can get Quiznos. all right, let's go to.
Well, I just have to say this because it's really funny because doing the same thing for my mother, I was like $500 sounded like I had money left over. Because I'm like, who am I going to invite?
Well, my parents have friends.
And my mom doesn't really know anybody in that town, and she's already purchased her plot there. There's still some family, but I don't know them.
Sure.
So I'm like, I don't really feel like I need to invite them to the lunch.
And do you need to share a finger sandwich with them? You know, yeah, I mean, so does a deli, you know, be selective on who you share the deli tray with.
That's right.
I get gas money. And how exactly.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of your walk through the cemetery, Mom. Love you. And there you go. All right. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802.
Hi. I am from Texas. And my story is about my house that I'm currently living in. I bought it very cheap. It was vacant for a really long time. From what I found out, it was because the owner and his wife passed away. And they left it to the daughter. And I thought, this is a really good deal. It's an older house. It's about, you know, and it was made in the 60s. And it's a nice older neighborhood. Well, as soon as I started fixing up the house and getting it ready, I just kind of felt kind of like a heaviness. And I'm not really into paranormal. I do love your show, by the way. But I was always a skeptic. And I had other people that would go into the house and tell me that they felt like there was some kind of a presence there, that they were being watched, but I kind of just brushed it off. But when things started happening was I had gone to Mineral Wells, which I'm sure you know is famous for having the Baker Hotel. And there is actually this asylum there that I do still to this day don't know what the name of it is. But my fiance and I decided to sneak into this asylum. And we heard that there was an old body sheet there, which was the wrong idea because I am Hispanic and my family is very superstitious. If my grandmother had known about this, she would have definitely told me not to do it. But I wanted to be brave for my fiance. And so we snuck in. As soon as we walked in, it just felt so heavy and like dark. And we started hearing noises. All the doors were open, you know, to the little rooms. There were chairs in the middle of the room. They looked just like an asylum, you know, and I couldn't do it. It was too heavy for me. It was too dark and feeling in there. So I kind of bolted out, I ran out and my fiance didn't know why. And I told him I just couldn't do it. He stayed in there and he took pictures. And so the pictures he took, you can actually see faces in the pictures and it almost looks like there's a glare, but there wasn't anything there anyways. So it really affected me and I was so scared and I couldn't sleep that night because you know, his mother, we stayed at his mother's and she lives in the country, but things didn't really start happening until I got back. Once I got back to my house, which like I said, I already felt heavy, I never and like I said, I never saw anything. But once I did get back, I noticed that things started happening in my restroom. I would take a shower and I'd get done. And later on, I'd go back into the restroom and I noticed there were fingerprints on the mirror and they were so high up and they were long and skinny. And I have two children and they're teenagers, but you know, I'd ask them both if they had been in my restroom and they said no, but they were skinny fingerprints, bony fingerprints. And I just kind of brushed it off and thought, well, maybe, you know, somebody was in my restroom. I wiped the fingerprints off, and it happened again. My daughter was in the living room at one point, and I was sitting next to her, and she took a picture on Snapchat of herself, and she kind of just gave me a look, and she looked scared, and I asked her what was wrong, and she said, can you look at this, please? And I looked, and in back of her, clear as day, was a face, and it looked like an old woman's face. And there was no way that it could have been a reflection of anything, because it was just complete. There was a complete empty space there. Well, then I started getting really bad sleep paralysis in my room. And I've always struggled with sleep paralysis, but this was pretty bad. And I wasn't, I'm not the most religious person. I do believe in God, but it had gotten so bad that in the house. This is another situation. My son was by himself in the house. And like I said, we've all felt heaviness, but no one had ever seen anything. And he called me really scared. And this is a 17-year-old boy who's like not afraid of anything. And he said he was in the restroom one day by himself. And he said that he saw an arm, an older man's arm, reach in to grab him from the side of his eyesight. And then when he turned to the side, it was gone. And he was so freaked out. So it was right then and there that I had decided to consult with my grandmother, because she's very religious, she's very Catholic. And she told me that I needed to bless the house with holy water. So I took this holy water and I sprayed it all over the house and I said a prayer. Oh, and I also saged the house. And I think that this upset whatever was in the house even more, because it just got worse. I mean, I was having sleep paralysis every single night. I was hearing laughing in my ears, just evil laughing. Well, I had gone back to my grandmother's again and told her that the holy water didn't work. So she gave me a blessed rosary. It seemed like it was all happening in my room. And you know, even my daughter's friends would say they would see shadows walking into my room. And then, you know, then they would see me in the living room or, you know, in the kitchen, and they didn't understand how that happened. But I did get the rosary from my grandmother and I slept with it. And that very night I had a dream or sleep paralysis. It was sleep paralysis, I think, because I couldn't move. And I heard an evil voice laughing in my ear saying, you think that rosary is going to help you? It won't help you. Nothing can help you. And it was the scariest thing. And I couldn't move. And there was another instance where my daughter was so scared. She couldn't sleep in her room. She didn't sleep in her room for a week. She did see a dark figure in her room and she saw eyes staring at her. So she couldn't sleep in her room either. So my grandmother finally decided to get actual holy water, blessed from a priest that she actually physically got from the priest, and she gave it to me. And I did it again. I prayed and I said whatever was in the house needed to leave. I put holy water everywhere. And after that, it did feel a lot better, a lot better. The heaviness lifted. I was able to sleep again. I don't know if the people that owned the house before me passed away. I don't know if they passed away in the house. I do know that the house was left to the daughter, like I said, but there was also a lot of furniture left over from when they lived there. And the owners, before I bought it, said I could have it if I wanted to. And I'm not sure if maybe they were attached to the pieces that were left in the house. But I do know that my house is definitely haunted. Like I said, it's gotten a lot better. It's not as bad as it used to be. But I think whatever was malevolent, I think in that asylum attached itself to me because it knew how scared I was. I think the spirits that do reside there, the husband and wife that owned the house before, I don't think that they are malevolent. They never bothered us before. You know, I would tell them stop if the lights would flicker or I'm not in the mood, and nothing else would happen after that. It wasn't until I went to that asylum in Mineral Wells that really evil things started happening. And luckily, it hasn't been as bad. And my daughter still won't talk about it to this day. She hates when I bring it up. We don't talk about it in the house because we don't want it to come back. It's to the point where I won't even watch anything paranormal in the house anymore because I'm so worried that I'm going to open the door. I do pray and I ask God to protect my house. Keep up the great work. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What's your thoughts on that? Can things like that, watching something that is, you know, somebody look at it as demonic or dark or whatever, can that conjure things up? Can that bring something about?
And was it already there? It seems interesting to me that she would go someplace and she didn't even really spend much time there because she was so uncomfortable. So did something go home with her after that? Or was that a coincidence? And because it sounded like she hadn't had that house for too long, but it had been okay up until then. It does seem like a huge coincidence, I guess.
Could be.
I've had, you know, people ask me about the whole, if you watch something on TV, if you watch ghost hunting shows, or if you watch, you know, like The Exorcist or something like that, are you inviting something in? Can somebody enter in that way? I'm not a firm believer that something will come to you because you watch something. However, mm-hmm. I do think it probably makes you a little bit more aware if things are going on around you. So it may open your mind to experiences more than it actually brings something in. That's just my personal opinion on it.
But makes sense. As things start happening, you know, it's like, because some of it I could see, maybe you could imagine it, like the fingerprints in the on the mirror.
Right.
Maybe that was something weird that was already there and you just noticed it for the first time. I could see that.
Go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry.
But, you know, some of it seemed like it was, you know, pretty freaky and it was happening to more people than just her. That's why I'm like, would something come home with you and affect your whole family like that? I guess.
What Todd was speaking to, that's an interesting thing. When something is brought to your attention in some way, shape, or form that maybe it hasn't been there, but then for some reason suddenly it is, you do tend to notice it more. And whether or not you're consciously aware of it or not, suddenly it has more ground. It'll stand out to you subconsciously, and then because it's doing that consciously, it'll hit you more. A very simplistic example of it, and it's not exactly the same sort of thing, but it is kind of 9/11.
Yep.
On the clock. How often after 9/11 have you caught 9/11 on the clock? I feel right. Like I see it's 9/11 a hell of a lot more than I ever saw it was 9/11 on clocks before. Am I truly seeing it more than on a digital clock than I did pre the actual date, September 11th of 2021? Probably not. But my mind is making a bigger note of it. And to this day, it still does. And that's something that for those of us who lived through it, that happens to us. If you didn't live through it, it's probably not making that sort of a note to you because it wasn't a significant date in your existence. But anybody who's lived through anything and whatever happens in the future, when those sort of things happen, those dates end up sticking out more. That's just kind of an example of how that would work. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And also, you know, when you buy a new car, let's say you go out and you buy a brand X car, all of a sudden you start seeing how many brand X cars there are on the road. You don't pay attention to it until it's something that's been presented to you or something in your life. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, look at, there's another one. Oh, there's another one. You know, I think that's a good example of finally recognizing something that's always been there only because you have something personal to relate it to.
That's true on so many. I mean, go deep with that, but I'm not going to. But that's why being aware of things. When you hear about the term like be aware, awareness for this, awareness for that, because we are so unaware as people of things. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And there's so many things that we become aware of, like, oh God, I had no idea this was happening to this group of people or that group of people or whatever. And when you become aware of it, then you start having more empathy for it. And you start realizing maybe something is not okay over here or over there. But a lot of people just stick their heads in the sand and just want to stay with what they're at. But that's what awareness is about. It will stand out to you more once you are aware.
Yep.
Yes. So there you go. Be aware, people.
Damn it.
Be aware that's only going to be $500 for my mother's funeral luncheon. I don't know that you can even get a two-legged thigh chicken dinner out of that shit in whatever year that's going to be. I mean, how many? I probably get like a wing. It's a wing and a wedge dinner. We're sending you off with a wing and a wedge, Mom. I'll get that on the tombstone, like printed in the granite.
Oh, she will love that.
With a wing and a wedge.
Yeah.
Well, then we talked about also the remains, because I said, you know, we're not really a let's keep remains of the family on the mantle family. She's like, we're not. I said, yeah, we never really have been. I said, you know, we've always kind of like looked at the folks who were doing that as kind of like, that's interesting. I mean, I'm not saying anything's wrong with it, but like, you've always kind of like put it in me that like, I don't know about that.
Right.
So, and I get it. That's some people wear like vials. Some people have it made into ring. Like, I'm not faulting anybody. Anybody do whatever you want with the remains of whatever. But I don't know. Because then we started the discussion of, well, would you want me on the mantle? I said, no, it's kind of weird. I don't know that I would. Well, we're afraid that, actually my dad broke and he's like, your mother's afraid that you're going to leave us in the garage because a couple years ago we went to so-and-so's house. And so like some long lost cousin that like is kind of, you know, out there in the family that nobody really talks to that shows up like once in a blue moon and sells yo-yos out of his trunk. I wish I was joking. You know, that his kids decided, you know, dad's not that valuable to us. We're going to leave him in the garage. I think it comes from fear of that I'm going to do that. I said, I wouldn't leave you in the garage, but I don't know that I'd be putting you on the mantle either. I don't know what I'd put you into or something.
I have an idea because you have that extra pin.
Litter box? Bottle.
The extra litter box, yes. No, you got that extra bowling pin, right? There's
nothing right there.
In that
you
one.
Can be in a bowling pin in my office, there Mom. Wouldn't go, that be great? Right? You can.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great. But I think that's what it all came down to was fear because like my dad's second cousin's kids, you know, kind of recognized the loser that their father was and didn't really have a real close connection there and decided to leave him in the garage. And my mom somehow fears that that's what I'm going to do to her remains.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot to unpack in one phone call.
It's a lot to unpack in one episode.
You need to tell her that because they've bought this plot, you got to put something in the plot, right?
Well, that's it. And I guess, and the plot includes the box that includes their urns or whatever in it. So it's like a box in a box that goes in the ground at the cemetery.
I mean, you've got that $500 you have to spend. So you're going to do something.
I think the box is part of the package. So they have free balloons and hot dogs for the kids too when they bought it.
Well, bring your own.
Bring your own. Yeah.
Bring your own balloon.
BYOB, BYO, bring balloon. Bring your own balloon.
We'll have a clown there to do clown animals, but you got to bring your own balloons.
It'll be Cuddles the Clown from WXGZ Super 32.
Oh,
he'll
God.
Be showing up.
Oh. No, it wasn't his name Oscar. His name was Oscar.
Well, there was Cuddles and there was Oscar. I think Oscar was 20. Cuddles was 26. Oscar was, or maybe Cuddles was 11. WLUK, I think. And then Cuddles, it was
Oscar had the blue hair.
Yeah, Oscar was kind of the reject one that was over on like the UHF channels.
Yes, yeah.
He was the UHF clown.
Okay, he scared the shit out of me when I was little, by the way.
He was fucking weird.
And I never met him. I was just on TV. I would get scared of him.
I once, as a child, right downtown, there was some sort of festival in our downtown and there was like literally a dog and pony show. I'm not even kidding. There was a dog show and there was ponies. And then, I think it was Oscar. It was Oscar the clown that was doing like his show live locally. And there was like risers, you know, like for like, you know, like if kids singing on them, but it was set up so the kids, it was a background. You'd stand on that. Then the clown would do his show in front and they taped it and all that shit. And I was so excited. I was going to be in line. I was in line to be on the risers on this show. And they overbooked the kids.
So you didn't get to go?
I didn't get to go. After waiting in line, they're like, that's it. No more kids.
That's trauma.
I slashed Oscar's tires.
It was the last time anybody ever saw Oscar.
No one's ever heard of Oscar again.
I actually went online. I found a video of Oscar the Clown. So
holy shit.
I can show it to you when we wrap up recording.
Okay. Since anyone who's listening to this is like, if they're from Wisconsin, they're like, oh my gosh, there's so many things we're talking about. You want to talk about, you know, we talk sometimes, and this is kind of weirdly paranormal. I think I've shared this before, but you know, sometimes you talk about somebody or something and then it like, they come into your life again, and maybe it's been a long time, or maybe you've never, ever had any interaction with them ever in your life. This was about 10 years ago, when my main business was making commercials, and I had, it was, like getting close to October, and I was just thinking about old spooky things from a long time ago. And what came to mind was in Wisconsin, in the Green Bay area, there was a television show. It was, what was it? The Van Vrede's was the sponsor, and it was the guy, the spooky
Ned the Dead.
Ned the Dead. And Ned the Dead, I was like late at night, like midnight, 1 a.m. on WLUK, I think, TV, right?
Yep,
I think
yep.
A couple of different places over the years. It was like just old horror movies, and then he'd just do stupid commentary between. And it was just kind of an institution. It was there. It was never really that entertaining, but it was like, it's on at 1 at midnight. And if you're young, you're like, oh, wow, I'm up late. But it was just kind of there. And it's still like, you can find some of it on YouTube and shit. And back then I was like, God, I wonder what's around. And I found it. And like, I looked it up like, oh, neat. And it was just kind of nostalgic. And I get a call like in that window of time, like within that week of me looking at that. From somebody who needed a voiceover for something, and they had found my website or something. We're like, hey, can we use this guy? I did not know him. We know people who know people, or we have like mutual friends, and we started talking. I know this guy. I forgot what his real name is.
Steve.
Yeah. And we're talking, and he's like, oh, I'm from Wisconsin too. Oh, really? Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know who Ned the Dead is? I'm like, oh my God. Yes. I actually was just looking up YouTube videos about that the other day, you know, from China. He's like, that's me.
No.
I mean, I'm in a different state. We have no, like, it wasn't like, hey, use Tony. You know, it wasn't like one of our friends mutually saying that. It was just random search for some voiceover thing, found me. We connected, and it was really weird because I was just kind of looking up that random chunk of childhood that week.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Is he still around?
He is. Yeah. I'm actually friends with him on Facebook, and every once in a while shoot a message back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny story, but, Ned the Dead. That was a fun stuff. That's a Halloween memory of watching that. Although it was year round, not the dead. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcast, our premium channel there, or go to Patreon and join us there and get access to all of the extras as well. You will enjoy it. Trust me. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
my fellow Americans. This July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.